Okay, I've got one going. So let me just make do with that. Mine's not going to work. I'll trust that I don't have to have a that I don't have to always have a backup. Damn it! Does not resonate with me. All right, but we're gonna go with Brenda's. We'll go with Brenda's recording
today.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you in a bit. Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. Here we go again.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, let's see. I'm a little bit scattered this morning, but I'd like to pick up where we left off from the last session. I think it kind of leads into three follow-up areas, and so maybe I'll start with the bigger piece and work down. When we talked last, Brenda and I, you had encouraged us to make more time to practice and explore regeneration and these processes that we're doing, that we're wanting to weave into this bigger direction we're moving into. And so I think we've been doing that sort of in this transition period of practicing and actually getting better at what we're doing. But I would like to take a step back and maybe ask an overarching question that follows up on the session in which you had told us to imagine. You had suggested that we imagine a process or a way of moving forward that would draw together many of our interests and create a sustainable life at Goddess Acres. So I think I'll start with that overarching question then. Our assumption has been that this regeneration process, or what we're now thinking about as Reveresco, that this is a really important work that we're doing. Sometimes it seems huge, but we have this assumption that with practice and over time, we will be quite successful at developing processes for ourselves for regeneration, that, you know, maybe even different processes, Brenda and me, that we will actually be successful in regeneration in our bodies, and that we'll be able to share this with others and help them to find their own process and to use ours, and that it would happen eventually through workshops at Goddess Acres in the studio barn, and maybe through a book. And so we're sort of trusting that this strong intent and desire will lead us to be successful on that path. So are we correct in that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would express the question, in addition to that, what are you doing?
Okay. Well, what we've been doing, we're trying to work with YY some, and I'll come to that piece in a minute. But what both of us have been doing individually and then communicating together is trying to intuit or explore, definitely, you know, experimenting with different components of regeneration that resonate with us. Both of us looking at color, touch, especially tone. Brenda's working with and exploring working with chakras and crystals and stones. I've been working more with water and touch and maybe the four fundamental elements, working with chakra, doing the Reiki that I've started, but all with this overarching intention of communicating with and facilitating our body consciousness and reestablishing this process of regeneration. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so we're just in this big exploratory process. So we're reading, drawing material to us, revisiting some of the Seth stuff, your sessions, other writings and readings, and then some of it we're just intuiting, you know, through, I don't know if it's through contact with YY, but through the imagery and impulses we're getting. So it's right now it's just sort of this big experimental laboratory, and we're trusting that we're connecting with our body consciousness and have started and are moving on this path of regeneration.
Very well. And other than what you are individually doing yourself, what are you doing, interpreting other actions that extend yourself?
Extend ourselves like into the community, or extend ourselves in other directions?
Into the community.
I think we've been a little bit slower on that process, and in part because, you know, we're still trying to figure this out ourselves. We've just recently, I mean, especially in the last couple of days, I've reached out to Togi and Inga, and we've started a conversation, you know, just beginning to talk about the similarities of our exploration, and I think sharing eventually some on our processes that we're doing. We've identified some women in this area, the one that we're meeting this week, to talk about her healing work, and we're planning to develop and try and grow a group of women and others. Right now they're all women in North Carolina that are doing similar kinds of energy work. So it's kind of beginning to bubble up and move in that direction, but it's been a bit slower. I have some contact with the women that I learned Reiki with, but that dimension we've definitely have not been as actively pursuing.
And what is preventing you in that direction?
I think after the last session with you, you know, and you gave us the analogy of, you know, wanting to learn, you know, to play a musical instrument or become a virtuoso, that, you know, you put in the time practicing and so forth. And so I think we had turned our attention, I mean, it's only been 4 weeks, but I think we had turned our attention to, you know, practicing on our own, and are just coming to the point that, okay, well, we should be interacting and doing this, sharing with other people and learning from their process as we go. I think we keep, it's hard to get the path straight in our head. It's like, we're not there, which I know is an outcome. I guess maybe discounting what we're doing, that we have to be completely successful before we start sharing or communicating with others. Is that making sense?
I am understanding what you are expressing, but I would also express that this is somewhat limiting, and in relation to time framework, this direction would incorporate considerably much more time than if you are actually allowing yourself to engage the process in the process, rather than engaging a process after you accomplish an outcome.
Okay. And is that because of the sharing of energy with others, or the interplay, an exchange of information, or just that it's more finely tuned focus?
All of that.
Okay.
I would express that in this direction that you are both moving in, the process is actually the main focus.
Okay.
But in all that you express interest in and that you want to do, it is all about engaging a process. And in that, hypothetically, even if you generated or expressed some type of outcome, you would be engaging the action of sharing and instructing with other individuals a process.
Right.
The entire subject matter is about the process.
Right.
Therefore, as I have expressed previously with you, it is important to be engaging your process and involving yourself in it.
Right.
Now, thus far, for the most part, how you have interpreted that is engaging or exploring or paying attention to your individual processes that you each are individually directing yourself in. Therefore, what you have been doing is you have been attempting to not focus upon an outcome, focus upon what your process is, exploring investigating it, defining it, doing it to an extent, but there's a difference between that and involving yourself in it.
Can you explain that a bit more, the involving ourselves in it part?
When you have set an intention, a direction that you want to be engaging a particular direction in relation to certain interests and actions that will allow you to be expressing yourself and will allow you to financially be sustaining yourself with it. Now, involving yourself in the process is the action of moving beyond evaluating, assessing, defining, practicing. Not that those are not elements or factors that can continue to be expressed, but you move a step farther and you involve yourself in the process by actually doing it and therefore including those aspects that allow you to generate the income, even if it is not optimally what you want initially, it is a matter of beginning to involve yourself in the process by engaging and involving other individuals. And when you do that, it incorporates all of those actions that you express. It pulls energy and increases your energy output. It offers you more avenues of information. It offers you more avenues to expand your process. It generates more avenues for inspiration to create additions to your process and your direction. And it moves you out of the position of the observer and into the position of the engager. When you are practicing with your process, mainly by yourself, you are mainly in the position of observer. You are evaluating. You are observing. You are defining. In a manner of speaking, it is similar to what you mentioned in relation to perhaps engaging a book.
Mm-hmm.
It is a similar action. The action of the process of researching is the position of the observer. When you actually begin to write the book, you are now incorporating a different position of being the engager, for you are involving yourself in the process rather than evaluating and defining and observing. Therefore, this is an important distinction. And in relation to what the two of you have generated in what you want to do, what you have chosen is actually not about an end result. It is about an ongoing process. Therefore, there is a continuous involvement . It is not that you want to be regenerating, and in that regeneration that you want one particular outcome and then stop. This process that you have chosen, this direction that you have chosen, is very similar to the process of expanding or widening your awareness. They move hand in hand. And in that, you would not express to yourselves that you want to expand or widen your awareness to a point and stop. Your direction would be, I want to be continuously widening and expanding my awareness to the fullest extent that is possible within this physical focus. Therefore, I want to continue to be generating this process for the duration of my participation within physical focus. What you are doing in your direction is very much the same. There is no actual stop point
right
to it. Therefore, as I expressed, it is all about the process. In that, it is a matter of recognizing recognizing, do you incorporate all of your answers or all of your accomplishments yet? No, of course you do not. But that is an aspect of the process. And in that, that is what you are sharing, the process. That is what you are involving other individuals with, the process. And as you expand, they expand. As you grow, they grow. As they grow, you grow. It is the creation of a circle that continues to perpetuate itself.
I really like that. I like that idea or portrayal. I guess it leads me to two questions. I mean, one would be, so the processes that Brenda and I are exploring and creating, and I do have a sense, you know, that they're ongoing and evolving, and that's part of the fun and part of the inspiration. But it seems then that we have to trust ourselves that we're on track with the processes and that it's okay to share the processes now, but we're doing so with the idea that it's an ongoing evolution or process. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I guess we were waiting to be successful enough to be worthy of sharing, and this kind of links to the second component that I have a sticking point with, and I've had some conversations with Togi, and I think he may have the same ones. It's not, for me, it's this hurdle then, it sounds really cool, you know, to be able to share and grow, and someone else's growth is contributing to my growth, and I like the interplay. What really bothers me is then trying to bring in this component of exchange and, you know, being economically sustainable. And that's why, you know, I've had this fascination with the lottery. I just want to be able to do what I want to do, engage this process, this interaction with others, without having to bring into that the thought of, okay, but now how do I make a sustainable living out of that? I know there are associations and things involved in that, but I think it's also some pretty strong guidelines and a sense of what resonates with me and what doesn't resonate with me. And this idea of bringing exchange into it just really bothers me. I just want money to appear. Why? What's wrong with that? Why? I just want money to be in my bank account. I don't want to think about where it comes from and just get on with life.
And I would express to you, my dear friend, do you actually think that the lottery is not an expression of exchange?
Well, yeah, I just like it that it's a one-time biggie and that I just could trust myself not to worry about it. So, I know it's an exchange, but it just doesn't seem to require linking. I like that it's not linked to anything but buying a ticket. It's not linked to my interactions with other people. It's not linked to...
Oh, but it is.
Oh, damn.
Better write it. involving the lottery is equally as much an exchange as any other exchange you may engage. And in that, I would express that the lottery is more so of the type of exchange that you are expressing, that you incorporate difficulty with. For the lottery involves money. It is precisely an exchange of money. And this, I would express to you that the direction that you are interpreting and that you are moving in creates a deviation from that traditional exchange, that traditional idea of generating an action for money. That there is no connection, there is no offering of yourself, it is merely the expression of you engage in action, and therefore the action is exchanged for money. That is the traditional expression of exchange, and that is precisely what the lottery is. Precisely what you express. No involvement, no connection, you are correct. And this is also the reason that there are so very many individuals in your world that are dissatisfied with fuck or their association, and their idea of work is the same. No connection, no involvement, you merely generate a task and you exchange that action for money. And that is dissatisfying. What you and your sister are doing is an expanded expression of exchange. Yes, you are wanting to involve money, but you are not generating the action and moving in the direction solely for the purpose of creating money. Money is the secondary purpose. Your primary purpose is to be connecting, is to be interacting, is to be regenerating, is to be sharing. Those are the primary directions. With the secondary three directions being generating money to allow you to physically sustain yourself in the fashion that you choose and that is comfortable for you, which is not wrong. It is a part of your world. You have not reached the point in this shift yet in which exchange is not the foundation of your engine. That is not your reality yet. Yes, eventually it will be, but it is not now. And what have I expressed to you, to all of you, as the most important aspect of being aware? Being now, being present. If you are being now and being present, exchange is a part of your reality.
Okay. Well,
you can choose how you express that exchange, which is what you are doing. You are choosing to express exchange in a different capacity, in an expanded capacity, in which you are not engaging exchange in the manner of I generate an action and that is exchanged for money, and that is all of the picture.
Okay.
There is no connection, there is no willingness, there is no wanting to. There is no involvement. It is impersonal. It is unconnected. It is merely, I generate an action for money. That is not what you are doing. That is not the direction that you are engaged. You are expanding. You are recognizing two very important factors. One, the importance of yourself and valuing what is important to you, and two, the importance of interconnectedness.
Okay, so that leads me to asking a question that I don't
want,
but I don't want to ask it yet. all right, let me be distracted for a couple of minutes and work up my courage, and I'll come to it. But I'm going to come back to it like in 2 or 3 minutes. I can work up my courage. So a distraction for a moment. Why that we've been connecting with, is that still five essences participating in that group?
Yeah.
Okay, because we feel like we've connected with several, and maybe they're just indirectly participating, but we had gotten like imagery, ideas, and mantras. Is Madison the fifth?
Yeah.
Okay. And And are Seth and Rose indirectly involved?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any connection between us working with the group we're calling YY and Togi working with an essence? I don't know how to pronounce it because I've just read it. Aya, A-Y-A?
At this point, indirectly, but yes.
Okay. Just one quick question Brenda had asked me to ask. She has had a sense that our body consciousness as a broader concept may extend to other things as well. She's had a sense that her body consciousness extends in some way to her car as well.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, so I think I'll leave it at that. I mean, like, she calls her car Bod and everything, and so that's been one of the connections we've been exploring. And we've both had a sense that touch or feeling or touch is really core to the regeneration process. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And the two different paths are somewhat overlapping. The processes that we're each individually exploring right now, just on instinct and through other paths, those are beneficial paths that we can continue to pursue and be successful in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to ask you the question. I don't know that I will be ready to act upon it, but so I'm being honest. But I want to ask a question about my path that's really been hard. I've been flailing about, lots of crying and so forth, as the summer comes to an end and I'm facing going back to Dallas, you know, for another academic year and leaving Goddess Acres, you know, other than my part-time visits and then, you know, the holidays and so forth. I had expected that wouldn't happen. I had expected that I would generate a job and I'd be able to stay here or at least be close enough to come home on the weekends. And as you know, I've applied through academic jobs that didn't happen, and we've talked about why. And so it seems like I'm going to be going back to Dallas, and I've been trying to deal with this. There's a part of me that thinks, well, this is a part of the transitioning process. I'm spending more and more time engaging these other paths and practices, but that somehow going back to Dallas serves a purpose, you know, finishing this book I've committed to with my colleagues and closing out that chapter in academia. And at times that feels right, that's a genuine assessment. But then at other times, you know, I have this nagging question of whether that's actually a compromise and that I'm rationalizing going back because there's a more difficult step that I'm not ready to take yet. Do you have any suggestions for how I might sort this out?
Point. I would express congratulations that you have identified successfully what you are experiencing. I would also express to you that it's not as black and white as you may perceive.
Okay.
You can continue to participate in relation to book and not necessarily be in physical proximity.
Okay.
It is not an absolute requirement. You can fulfill what you perceive to be your obligation, and you can also not re-engage the physical location.
But it's like I have teaching commitments. Teaching commitments that currently require me to physically be in that location next semester, and presumably in the spring. Although I don't have, haven't made my concrete class commitments. So you're saying there are ways that I can get around that, or that I could leave that job?
Yes, you could. It is a matter of choice and what you want. What I am expressing to you is merely the information that all is not as black and white as it seems, or as you perceive it to be. That you do interpret choices. Now, whether you offer yourself permission to engage other choices is another subject, but you do have them. It is not as absolute and black and white as you perceive it to be. It is more a matter of listening to you. This, my friend, is an interesting and valuable situation, but what is your process? What have we been discussing in this conversation? We have been discussing all of these factors of the process, of the direction that you and your sibling have chosen to move in. And in that, your main objective, so to speak, as we have been discussing, is what? Regeneration. Now, in that, what is the most important factor in this process? Paying attention to what? Listening to what?
I guess our body consciousness.
Correct. Listening to your body consciousness. Paying attention to your body consciousness. Very much so. Correct. Now, your body consciousness is expressing messages to you already presently in relation to the consideration of this question that you have presented. In relation to what you perceive to be obligations. Your body consciousness is communicating and expressing messages. And what are you doing? Ignoring it.
Well, I've been giving it a lot of Reiki to make the messages go away.
Which is even more than ignoring it. You're not merely ignoring it, but when you cannot ignore it, you actively attempt to push it away. Which is doing what? It is in direct conflict with your direction.
But I think in part, it's felt like part of what my body consciousness has been expressing, not surprisingly, I suppose, is extreme irritation with me. But it's not, I don't think it's just with me ignoring it, but irritation that I don't seem to be able to see a path, outside of what I'm doing right now.
I am understanding, and I would express to you that this is a part of expanding. You do not always objectively see the path before you until you engage the first step upon it.
But I think I don't even know what that first step is. This is so outside what
I would express. Yes, you do.
I do.
That first step is involving yourself in your process, not being an observer, but being an engager. And how do you do that? The first step is actually listening to and responding to what your body consciousness is expressing to you. It is actually much more simple than you perceive. You are complicating it. It is actually simple. It is merely a matter of listening to your body consciousness and moving with it rather than against it.
Well, I know it's telling me that it feels constraining to go back and not to go back. So I know that, I guess. I'm not wanting to hear that, but
I am aware. But I would express to you, as always, it is your choice. I am offering you information defining what you are doing and what your body is expressing to you, which you already know. But it is easier to push away what you already know if you are the only expression that is presenting it to yourself. It is lightly, not tremendously, but lightly more difficult to push away if I am echoing what your body consciousness is expressing to you.
Right. And I've gotten that echo from Brenda as well. But I guess it just feels so unfamiliar to walk away from, all of the options I think about of possibilities, at least in the short term, means I'm walking away from, a tremendous amount of job security and financial abundance to take a job that would require more physical work and effort. And I'd be making about a quarter of what I make now. And that seems like, in some ways, a silly direction to move as well. And, and then I get frustrated because then I think, okay, well, am I just not seeing enough paths? Am I just too materialistic? That I'm not valuing other things I should value more than abundance and the freedom, to do what that abundance brings to me.
Yes, for what is more valuable and what is important to place first, that the others will follow, that the abundance, that the freedom, that the comfort will follow, is placing yourself, your value, your comfort first, yourself first, that is the most important factor, and that the other expressions will follow when you honor the first, when you honor the value and the importance of you first. It's not bad or wrong for you to view material expressions as important. It is not bad or wrong that you want to incorporate abundance financially also. That is not bad or wrong. That is what you want. But the direction to allow yourself to actually accomplish that begins with that first step of valuing you. What have you and I discussed repeatedly of what is ultimately important in expressing with yourself? That aspect of deserving, not earning, deserving. And this is that step of expressing that deserving. I deserve to move in the direction that is comfortable for me, even if it is somewhat frightening.
Yeah. Okay. Very frightening. Okay. Well,
I deserve to not generate physical symptoms that are expressed in direct relation to anxiety and tension or I am uncomfortable, or I am generating actions that I perceive I am obligated to. I deserve to live without obligation. And you do.
Well, I heard the timer, but one quick follow-up. Brenda and I had been discussing, and Raj and I, a couple of possible scenarios to pursue that they're risky, but that might allow me to stay here and not go back. Would any of those be beneficial or compatible with what you are suggesting?
Yeah, and I would encourage you to allow yourself permission to consider.
Okay. Well, there was a reason I was afraid to ask that question.
Stone, my friend. As much as I will continue to encourage you in the direction of honoring yourself and allowing yourself that first step into what you want and into freedom and into actual involvement, it remains your choice.
Okay. Well, I have rather significant choices to make in the next few days. Okay.
And whatever you choose, understand that whatever you choose, you are not failing.
Okay. So if I'm too chicken shit now, it doesn't necessarily mean I fuck up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is important.
Okay.
I express to you, recognize, first of all, you most definitely will not disappoint myself. And in addition to that, I will acknowledge that you may disappoint yourself, but you have not failed.
Okay.
Regardless of what you
do. Okay, well, that's encouraging. As always, much to think about. Much to think about. Well, Brenda sends her her love, and she'll be on the next session. And there's no telling what we'll have to talk about then.
Very well.
All right. Thank you.
I shall greatly be anticipating of our next meeting, and I express to you tremendous encouragement and much supportive energy.
Thank you. I feel it very frequently. Thank you very much.
Feeling tremendous lovingness and in great affection, my dear friend. I love you.
All right. I love you. Bye-bye.